Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
I'm delighted to continue my interview today with the surgeon, Dr. Godefroy COC, who has worked for most of his professional life in the field of vascular diseases. We'll discuss that and other aspects of his work in our discussion, which took place during his recent visit to Brittany.
Clark est ravi de poursuivre aujourd'hui son entretien avec le chirurgien, le Dr. Godefroy COC, qui a travaillé la majeure partie de sa vie professionnelle dans le domaine des maladies vasculaires. Il abordera ainsi ce thème avec lui, comme d'autres aspects de son travail, lors de sa discussion qui a eu lieu lors de sa récente visite en Bretagne.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
I'm very pleased to be back with Dr. Godefroy COC, who has been with us last week, as you may remember. Just to recap a little bit about what we talked about some of the things associated with vascular medicine, which is his specialty, and we talked a little bit about the history of medicine, how certain things got developed. We talked about mortality. And this time, we're going to go into a little bit more of the vascular side of things and relate it perhaps to some of the diseases that we see today. Welcome back, Doctor.
Yes, I'm well.
One of the things that we talked about during the break of the two shows was how vascular medicine is implicated with certain diseases and lifestyles. Maybe you could give our audience a little idea about some of the theories and facts that exist around food, because it seems like food seems to be, wherever you are, whatever country, especially developed countries, is such an important factor in good health. For example, we talk about eggs, we talk about fish, we talk about wine. I know that this is a topic that people have read a little bit about and maybe know about, but I think it's always good to review these things, and maybe you can give us your ideas about particularly what you see in your field, which is obviously connected to a lot of that subject.
Les habitudes alimentaires sont importantes.
Yes, the way that we eat, our habits are really important.
Yes.
Cholesterol is a huge topic. I know in the United States in particular, it's always something that doctors refer to. Sometimes the numbers are difficult for us to understand. There's like you said, the triglycerides, there's good cholesterol, there's a bad cholesterol. What do you think the average person should be looking at?
Perhaps meat, red meat, sure, les salaisons, la charcuterie.
Oh, sure, yeah, mm. yeah.
Les œufs.
Eggs.
Eggs contains a lot of cholesterol.
But eggs also have some benefits, I suppose, too, don't they? In terms of protein or what?
No.
No?
Cheese also.
Well, cheese for sure,
yes.
Yeah.
Cholesterol.
Milk and yogurt and
no,
some of the dairy products?
Les laitages, it's good.
It's good?
Oui.
Oh, okay.
Donc on peut faire la liste des aliments qui ne contiennent pas, with no cholesterol,
yeah.
Like vegetables.
Yeah.
Like la viande mais blanche,
white meat. Like chicken, turkey.
Yes, yeah. And you can eat fish.
Yeah.
White fish.
Yeah.
And after, it's important to do not consume like mayonnaise.
Okay, so that's a mixture of
ketchup.
Ingredients. Ketchup?
Yes, it's very bad.
I'll have to tell my son about ketchup.
If you want to assaisonner,
season your food, sure.
Yes, jus de citron.
So use lemon juice?
Yes. Ou huile d'olive.
Ah, olive oil, our favorite. Freshly cold-pressed from, we get ours actually from Crete in Greece, and it's excellent.
It's important to know, in general, pas d'aliments transformés, not Okay,
just natural,
food.
Natural, yes. Products. You mentioned something, I just mentioned Crete, but you mentioned something to me earlier when we were talking about this, what we call the Mediterranean diet. I think you had a word for that type of diet in the Mediterranean where they eat a lot of olive oil and then being a very healthy diet. And were we talking about Greece in particular?
Yes, it's very well known, le régime crétois.
Mm-hmm.
From Crete Island.
How would you describe that regime?
Because the food,
yeah,
cooked is with oil and special oil,
yeah,
like olive oil. And we know that this population is able to live
above the normal, more than
80 years old.
Well, I see. So it's not only good, tastes good, it's good for you. That's very nice. Which, of course, brings us back to the eternal topic of vino.
Yes, and in France, we have also the French paradox, but
yes, wine.
The wine, and in southwest of France, you have le foie gras.
Oh, yes. That's right. I'm sure circulatory doctors don't want to hear about that.
Mais nous savons, nous savons, you know, que la population du sud-ouest,
yeah,
de la France,
right,
présente a very few infarction, myocardial infection.
Heart problems,
yes.
Yeah.
No problem.
So one could say that a glass of Bordeaux is certainly helpful. But now that brings us into this French paradox, where we have this long lifestyle, long longevity here in France for particular regions, I suppose, too. Mm. But they also do things that they're not supposed to do, which is eat foie gras and drink wine.
À l'inverse, en Normandie.
In Normandy.
They eat a lot of cream.
Cream and cheese, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
And we know that it's very bad because you have high level cholesterol,
yeah,
in the population in Normandy.
And what are the effects? Are they living shorter lives in Normandy?
Mm.
Yes?
Mm.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I'm delighted to continue my interview today with the surgeon, Dr. Godefroy COC.
Also, you were talking about another, I don't want to call it a pandemic because it's not, but it's a big problem, and that is the question of diabetes. And what you see in your practice with the vascular side of things, how can you describe the effects of diabetes on the vascular, the body system, particularly the vascular system?
When we saw a patient at a consultation, generally in vascular or surgery consultation, it presented any sign of arterial artery stenosis. And normally, if you have an echography which confirmed the stenosis, normally we are inclined to propose to the patient an intervention to correct.
A method of changing diet, or what is it?
Before we realized some pontage.
If a person has diabetes, how does that show, or how does that change the circulation for that person in the blood? Is there noticeable changes?
Yes, it's a revascularization, either a leg, either the brain.
Yeah, and what does that term mean to us? A revascularization, does that mean another way to circulate the blood?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a natural thing, or do you do that as a surgeon?
It's not natural.
We need you. Yeah. Well, I know that some people with diabetes lose limbs or parts of their bodies, or things have to be amputated.
It's very rare to have amputation of fingers.
Is it?
But it's very frequent to have amputation of
toes.
Toes.
Okay.
It's very frequent.
Because that's a question of the length of circulation. You have to go a longer distance. You have to go through your legs as opposed to your arms. Or why would that be?
It's a little long to explain.
Yeah.
Because in the arterial disease, you have a deposition of cholesterol.
Yes.
And of some materials at the endoliminal surface of the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And with the age, you observe the loss of elasticity.
I see.
Of the arterial vessel.
Well, you know, that's interesting because we really haven't talked about age as a risk factor, but it definitely is in the kind of work that you do.
You have to realize that arterial circulation is like la plomberie.
Yeah, like plumbing, sure.
And dans la plomberie, ça va s'encrasser.
Yeah, things get
yeah, and it's
broken.
The same phenomenon.
Yeah.
In human beings.
Maybe you could talk a little bit more about diet, because I think we know. Most of us who have read anything on the subject, that red meat and that sort of thing is not the best. What, besides vegetables, is there another type of protein or something? What would you suggest? Is a vegetarian diet the best, for example?
Not quite, because faut vivre.
You have to live, yeah. You have to,
you have to, to benefit of your
saying?
Life.
So the red meat sort of thing could be done maybe once or twice a week, something like that,
yes,
as an example.
Once a week, it's
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, okay, because it brings other benefits for sure.
You have to drink a glass of wine three times a week.
What about
it's
chocolate?
Good.
Chocolate
is different. Chocolate, you have triglycerides.
Ah, okay. I've heard that eating a little bit of chocolate.
Perhaps less as the very black one.
Yeah, noir. Yeah.
85% cacao.
That doesn't work for everybody, but I know the one you mean. Hmm. The other thing we haven't talked about too much is how imagery plays a role in your diagnostics. How does that work? What's the most common thing if somebody comes in with a problem? What do you do?
First of all, important exam like sonar.
Yeah.
Yes. The name is Doppler.
Doppler? Yeah.
Because you have liquid blood
yeah.
circulation.
So you can hear it.
And you can detect some accident
irregularity.
In the circulation. It's like a river.
Yeah.
You have two. How do you say regime? Because when you have a stenosis, you have acceleration.
Oh, when things
of the
narrow.
Flow.
Yeah, when things
yes.
narrow. Yeah.
And we say in French régime laminaire et régime turbulent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's more of a calm current as opposed to what the lab turbulence. Yeah.
And you can. Conclude
mm-hmm.
With a percentage of stenosis. If you have a stenosis more than 70%, it's an active one.
I see.
And you have to realize a correction.
I see, yeah. 70%.
Yes. Doppler, after we combined echography
oh, okay.
and mm-hmm. Doppler. Actually, the name is duplex scan. It's an echography, but we say scan, duplex scan. We combine Doppler
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. echography, because on echography you can see vous connaissez l'épaisseur de la paroi, the depth of the parietal,
the wall,
the wall,
oh,
the wall.
Wall. Okay.
Because it's the constitution of the wall artery, important to know. You have, vous avez trois structures.
Three structures.
Yes. Intima, media,
mm-hmm.
adventice. Ce qui se passe, c'est qu'il faut savoir que c'est la media qui est malade.
Okay.
Dans l'athérosclérosis.
Wow.
Arterial disease,
yeah.
More
right.
than More than 90% of arterial disease is atherosclerosis. And primitively, it's pathology of the media artery, because in the media artery you have the muscular cells, and you have a disparition of these muscular cells.
Is that
cells.
What pushes the blood through?
Yes, because you have to realize that the movement of an artery, it's like a snake.
I see. It moves, yeah.
Up. Mm-hmm. And after 70 or 80 years old, you lose
some of that.
These properties. And you have only a canalization very straight. And not...
not flexible.
It's like this artery.
Comment
on dit? A snake, ça avance comme ça et ça fait comme ça.
Ah, I see.
And after 70 or 75, you lose this kind of properties.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to know this.
And what is the way to retard that process? Is there anything? I mean, we talk about exercise, you talk about food, obviously.
Alimentary use is important. Diet, at some periods, it's not full diet. Huh?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yes, I'm not full. not Karim. And after, we talked about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Not sport, because sport is not very good, but regular physical activity.
And regular physical activity to you would be, I know walking is one thing that you, you talk about. Walking, yeah.
Yes, perhaps in the morning, almost 1 hour, the evening.
So walking, yeah. So not trying to run or do other more strenuous things.
With good shoes, basket.
Yeah.
Even you can do bicycle.
Bicycle, sure.
Bicycle.
Oh, yeah, it's certainly popular here in Brittany. You know, Brittany is lucky enough to see you quite frequently. Is there something that brings you back to Brittany? It's something that you feel close to?
C'est parce que I like ocean. I like sea. Et en Bretagne, on a toutes les étendues. Et puis cet océan qui est quand même magique. Alors, je ne dis pas qu'il y a vraiment de la nature au sens propre du terme, mais
on
a l'impression de respirer.
Yes, you can breathe, you can relax.
Yes, relax and breathe an air without pollution.
Well, that's very good. Absolutely right. And it's a heck of a lot different ocean you meet here than you do in Marseille. So, you're right, it's very wild and splendid all around Brittany. Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us, a lot of time actually, to explain the fascinating parts of your career and your work. I think we all benefit from knowing as much as we can about how things work in the body and how to take care of it and things maybe we should avoid. But hope to see you back in Brittany sometime again soon, and thanks for your time.
I would like to return next summer.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah, it's a great time to be here. Okay, thanks very much, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week at on Wednesdays at 10:15 a.m., and on Saturdays the rebroadcast at 6:15 p.m. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to this edition of L'Amitié de Clark with special guest Dr. Godefroy COC. Be sure and join me next week for the first of a two-part interview with longtime local educator and school administrator, Pascal Michel of Concarneau. Until then, continue to enjoy Radio Harmony and its mix of music and information. You'll find things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
Merci d'avoir écouté cette édition de L'Invité de Clark avec en invité spécial le Dr. Godefroy Ciossi. N'hésitez pas à rejoindre Clark la semaine prochaine pour la première d'une interview en 2 parties avec l'enseignant et administrateur scolaire de longue date, Pascal Michel de Concarneau. D'ici là, continuez à profiter de Radio Harmonie et de son mélange de musique et d'informations. Et n'oubliez pas, les choses se passent toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.